Welcome to the Fuller Mini Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 8th of May, recording at 9:38 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, let's have a quick review here. And I really take in the last 2 days as we were closed for the UK and Ireland May holiday, May Bank holiday, yesterday. Now, first, in Asia, we had a mixed tone. We had some sharp falls yesterday in those markets, not in China. China's been steady overall, including today. ASEAN's been fairly steady as well, although Singapore has given up some ground. Europe was hit very hard yesterday. again, here today, although some closes off the, well, not much. I was about to say some closes off the lows. Not all that much. I mean, we've got declines of the Italian MIB, I see, down 2.37%. The French CAC down 2.78%. Euro Stoxx Index down over 2%. Sterling, sorry, not Sterling, the UK down 1.78%. So those are fairly big hits. And we had some similar action in the Americas, although Wall Street pegged back its losses quite a bit. For instance, the S&P future, I think, closed over 20 points off its low, I believe. They've changed the data showing on the screen here right now, so I can't be more precise than that, but yes, the S&P was definitely down over 20 points and then closed down 5.86%, or less than half a percent. And we had less than half a percent for the NASDAQ index as well on the day, although it had been much lower at one stage. Biggest decline was with Mexico down to just over 2%, but that had had a big day to the upside yesterday, just touching a new high or very close to it. And elsewhere, long-dated government bond prices, they were firm for bunds and also the U.S. Treasuries. I'm just reading that off the screen right now. Not all that much, but they were steady yesterday as well. The U.S. 30-year bond is up to 144.1032. Precious metals were hit yesterday and hit again today, although they closed off their lows. Gold fell below the $1,600 level, got down to $1,595 and change, currently $1,605. Silver was also whacked, got down to $29.13, currently $29.43. Industrial commodities also well down. The Brent crude dropped down to $110.50, then bounced up as Wall Street recovered. It's closed down slightly, but at around the 113 level, and WTI is currently trading down 67 cents at 97.27. It was down at 95.52 at one stage. Industrial metals weaker. Soybeans, they had run riot last month on the upside, and a good shakeout in here today, or it's continuation of a shakeout that started last week. And I think that's pretty much the main action overall. Industrial metals also down. Okay. So what's going on here overall? Well, there's been a little fear in the air, certainly in the last couple of days. I had warned, I believe, I know, in these audios that there would be nervousness around the elections coming up over the weekend, the French election and the Greek election. And I think the French result was probably fairly well discounted overall, but the Greek election seems to have upset people a little bit more, largely because the country, well, based on the result, the country appears all but ungovernable. And that means more uncertainty and almost certainly another election in early June. And then the prospect that they, if they're unable to form a government, that they're unable to get the loans to pay wages and so on. So that's a worry, but as Jim O'Neill at Goldman Sachs says, China creates another Greece in economic terms once a week. So I think that possibly, probably markets have overreacted to this problem. And we've had a lot of deja vu all over again sentiment, to quote the immortal Yogi Berra. Because in 2010 we saw a correction. In 2011, following highs in the first quarter of the year. And in 2011, same thing happened again, only it was bigger than a correction for most stock markets. And indeed, we called it a short, sharp, cyclical bear market. So, again, nerves are afraid here overall. I want to put that in perspective. I don't think that Europe has the same capacity to shock for more than a day or two. But obviously it does remain the focal point of global concerns, and the chances, it's far better than an even it's better than an even money bet that Greece will be leaving the Eurozone at some stage. At least that's what the betting odds are saying, and it would also be my view, and I've said all along that I didn't think that the Euro was a club that you could only join and never leave. But nevertheless, the Greeks would still have to vote their way out, and that's not an immediate prospect. So, where do we go from here? Well, we're still in this overall corrective phase for stock markets, as we've been mentioning really every day for a while now. And so we are within that framework after yesterday's sell-off and today's sell-off, and last week markets were fairly soft. So we're a little bit oversold here in the short term. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw the beginning of some steadier action here tomorrow. But I've been saying that given the nearly 6 months to the upside, that we should think in terms of a sort of a longer pause and hopefully mostly ranging corrective phase overall, at least for the markets that we're most interested in. And again, valuations, well, terms of yields in the shares that we like, and probably the ones that you like, yields are a bit higher than they were this time last year, let alone and the year before, and particularly relative to, say, these levels in the stock markets back in 2007 or early 2008. Earnings multiples are probably lower as well, almost certainly lower as well. So during this valuation contraction phase, which some people refer to as the secular bear market, we have seen an improvement overall in valuations, and that to me that makes it less likely that we get another big bust to the downside. But again, say nerves are frayed, and that's what people actually fear. And that's helping to keep bond prices firm and bond yields low overall. It has steadied the US dollar a little bit, but not all that much. You know, we've still got the euro. The euro is just above 130. Sterling's above 161.50. The Aussie's drifted down to 101 and change. Mostly ranging the Asian dollar index. That's ranging. A little bit of a setback in the last few market days. Gold's questioning my probable support building hypothesis, but we're still well. I guess we got within about $70 of the. Of the low that we had seen in, I think it was October and December, or was it September and December? And still very much in that overall corrective phase, which I've said I felt would go on for most of this year and possibly into the early part of next year, in line with other 18-month plus corrections that we have seen following upward accelerations. That's pretty much it. Good news here is the setback in commodities. Now, there are two themes on this. First, that the commodity index, the CCI index, which we last posted, Owen posted it on Friday, but the code for that CCI, you can find that in the chart library at any time. That peaked in April of 2011. So we're in the 13th month of this overall decline. Now, the decline accelerated a bit and is somewhat oversold here right now. As a consequence of that, five days to the downside and fairly sharp days to the downside leaves it a little bit oversold. And a contributor to that has been the increase in margin requirements on speculative positions for commodities. But that's only been in the last few days. The overall decline was caused by a drop off in demand and some increase in supply. Now, the drop-off in demand is in line with the slower GDP growth, which crude oil in particular has helped to bring about. But the good news on this is that commodity price inflation is not staring us in the face here right now, and a spike upwards in the oil price is not staring us in the face. We'd like to see a crude oil come a little bit lower. We'd like to see the Brent get down to at least $100. That's what had happened last year before the stock market started to recover so vigorously. We'd like to see the WTI get down around 90 or a little lower. Of course, the market doesn't care what we'd like to see, but the important message here is that commodity price inflation is certainly not a problem at the moment. And that also makes it easier, well, that fact makes it easier for central banks to remain accommodative. And I think that's what we will see, and that will help to seed somewhat better growth, which we may begin to see before the end of the year, and somewhat firmer stock markets. But in the meantime, expect more of this overall ranging activity as we remain in this corrective phase at a time when stock markets are sometimes, albeit not always, seasonally underperformers. In the very short term, we're a little bit oversold. And on that note, all the best.